So-called forever chemicals are both harmful to our health and are everywhere. William Brangham profiles a new book that tells the story of how these extremely durable chemicals came to be so ubiquitous through the eyes of one small community in upstate New York that decided to fight for some measure of justice.
And this is him and his buddies?
Yeah, that was on one of the golf trips.
John Ursel Hickey was a fixture in Hoosick Falls, a once-thriving industrial town in northeastern upstate New York near the Vermont border. He raised a family, worked at the local manufacturing plant.
This is the bus he drove?
One of them, yeah.
And he drove a school bus.
He did both jobs for 32 years. He was only retired for 7 months before he passed away from kidney.
7 months?
7 months fully retired before he passed. And I had a tough time.
Ursel died from kidney cancer. He wasn't a smoker or a drinker, and something just didn't sit right with his son, Michael.
A year after, a local teacher got sick and she passed away in her 50s, and then, the wheels started turning in my head of, why do we seem to have all these illnesses? So I started wondering, what ties everybody together? What could it be? And obviously that's water.
The plant where his dad worked, then owned by the company Saint Gobain, used Teflon coating. So he Googled Teflon and cancer. Up popped a study from West Virginia that showed a likely link between the chemicals in Teflon and various cancers, including kidney cancer. Hickey approached a local family doctor who said, yes, he had seen a lot of cancer in his patients, but the city and the county wouldn't test the water.
So I went and I tested the water at my house, my mom's house, the local dollar store, McDonald's, and I came back and it was right. Our water was contaminated with these chemicals.
One of the things that I really remember from our first meeting is that he told me that he got his political news from ESPN. So, and yet somehow he was spearheading this fight against multiple government agencies and giant multinational corporations to get his community clean drinking water. And he was doing it because he was heartbroken over the death of his father.
Journalist Mariah Blake wrote the book, They Poisoned the World, which tells the story of the discovery Michael Hickey made and the years-long environmental and legal fight he helped launch.
That was the genesis. It was, a heartbroken son trying to figure out why his father had gotten sick, and he wound up discovering that the entire community was drinking water that was highly contaminated with a toxic chemical that industry had known was dangerous for decades.
The chemicals in Hoosick Falls water were forever chemicals, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS.
Teflon is a wonderful electrical insulator and resists a lot of moisture, too.
They're extremely resilient, durable synthetic chemicals that have been used in hundreds of products.
They helped usher in the era of space travel and high-speed computing.
You see, DuPont technology helped make today's tiny electronic circuits possible.
They have enabled life-saving medical devices. They've also transformed thousands of everyday items, things like outdoor clothing, dental floss, furniture. On the other hand, they are probably the most insidious pollutants in all of human history, and they are literally polluting the entire planet.
In her book, Blake explains that unlike many developed countries, in the U.S., new chemicals like PFAS are to be presumed safe until proven otherwise.
Nothing sticks to Teflon.
She also documents how, going back decades, both industry and government officials knew these chemicals were dangerous to human health.
U.S. government scientists had determined as early as 1943 that these chemicals were highly toxic and that they were accumulating in human blood. But regulators and the public didn't learn that until much, much later, because this information was withheld.
Is that your best friend, Eli?
Emily Murphy also grew up in Hoosick Falls, but she eventually saved enough money to move out of her trailer and into her dream house in nearby Petersburg, New York. She called it Cloud Nine.
I remember the day of the closing, and the previous owner handed me the keys. And I just looked at him and was like, now I'm on cloud nine, because we kind of went through the steps together.
That's where the name came from?
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
The dream was short-lived. After the revelation in Hoosick Falls, just 11 miles away, her county tested the water in Petersburg, where another factory was using PFAS. The health department called with terrible news.
He told me what the results were, and he's like, you need to even stop brushing your teeth with it.
That day?
that day. Like, I literally fell, like, to my knees in my driveway, dry heaving.
Marpy reached out to Michael Hickey on Facebook, and he shared all the research he'd gathered, and she devoured it. She also decided to test her family's blood. PFAS in a person's blood is measured in nanograms, or parts per billion. Under 2 parts per billion would be considered safe. Between 2 and 20 is when the potential for harmful effects start. Emily Marpy's kids had over 100 and 200 parts per billion. Her own numbers were even higher.
My children were violated. Who has the right to do that? Who? I mean, you're altering their organs, their DNA, their blood, their health outcomes. I mean, it's one thing if they decided to pick up a cigarette when they got older, chose to drink. You know, at least there's somewhat of a choice in that. You know, there was no choice in this.
They had never really taken much interest in politics or environmental issues. They had spent their lives believing that there were systems in place to protect them. And now that trust had been completely shattered. But these people, the people of Hoosick Falls, rather than becoming cynical or resigned or wanting to burn it all down, they fought like hell to change the system for the better because they thought that was the best way to protect their communities and their families.
Well, things got heated tonight at the village board meeting in Hoosick Falls.
Against huge odds, Hickey and Marpy and others decided to fight. They badgered local officials. They went to the state capitol. They testified before Congress in D.C.
We're suffering the health effects. They're already here.
There's 20 years of research on PFAS, or if not more, and we just need to do some common sense legislation.
And they filed multiple lawsuits against the companies. In 2021 and again in 2025, they won. The 4 major companies involved, 3M, Saint-Gobain, Honeywell, and DuPont, all settled large multi-million-dollar class action lawsuits over the pollution they caused. In statements to the press, Saint-Gobain said it valued the health, safety, and well-being of its employees and the communities in which it operates, while Honeywell pointed to its remediation efforts, including the funding of a new water treatment facility in town. In their settlements, residents got access to a new unpolluted aquifer, regular ongoing medical monitoring, and compensation for the decline in their home values.
It was a long battle. They spent 8 years fighting this fight. But in the end, they accomplished just about everything they set out to accomplish.
Say hello.
But for the residents of Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, New York, the successful end of their legal battle is bittersweet.
A company can just dump their stuff all over and I can drink it for years and nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets punished. There's no real recourse except, okay, yep, we won a class action. But it's just money. It doesn't give me back the time with my kids. It doesn't give me my dream home. Gone.
It's a success, I think, for some that look at it. For me, it's not.
It's not.
We've lost so much in between. You know, we've lost good people that could have been here to have full lives, and they lost that. You can't never get that back.
Nationwide, attorneys now predict a wave of lawsuits against companies over PFAS chemical pollution that could dwarf the asbestos and tobacco settlements. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham in Hoosick Falls, New York.